Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Flags are flying at half staff across the five boroughs in honor of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Brooklyn native succumbed to pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. More from WCBS's Christy Kalishian.
An icon, an inspiration, and a role model. That's how Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being described by Columbia University students who spoke to CBS 2.
Her picture's up in the bookstore and, you know, hanging proud in the law building. It's like a huge person at the university. Like a huge source of pride as a student, especially.
Ginsburg graduated from Columbia University in 1959. She tied first in her class. She also graduated from Cornell University and enrolled at Harvard, being one of the few women in her class. New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
She was a person who made a tremendous difference. Was an icon, a role model, an inspiration. We are all deeply saddened by her loss.
The Supreme Court announced Justice Ginsburg died at 87 following complications due to metastatic pancreas cancer. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Lawmakers across the tri-state area are remembering Ginsburg. Governor Cuomo said she was a daughter of Brooklyn and the embodiment of all that it means to be New York tough. Senator Schumer called her a giant in American history and a trailblazer for women. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal remembers her as a uniquely American icon, breaking barriers with courage and conviction. Mayor de Blasio called her a tenacious spirit who moved this country forward in fairness, equality, and morality. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says she was an extraordinary jurist who devoted her life to advancing the causes of equality and justice. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a credit to the court. A group of business leaders is calling on Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo to develop an economic recovery plan, Mac Rosenberg reports.
177 CEOs, the leaders of places like Morgan Stanley, Macy's, and even the commissioner of the NBA, want a unified plan to get New York back to work.
We aren't very well organized in New York City to tackle problems, government, community, business, labor, all working together.
Catherine Wild heads the Partnership for NYC, the coalition who wrote the letter to the mayor and the governor. She says government can't do it alone, which is why those business leaders want to help.
We've tended to point fingers that it's somebody else's responsibility or somebody else's fault. We can't afford that right now. We have to make up for the huge damage that the COVID has done to our economy, that's done to the families of New York City.
Like 700,000 people out of work. She says a focus on the city's most vulnerable, including those in low-income areas hardest hit by COVID, would be a good place to start. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Suffolk County's planning some big cuts to the police. That's next. Now our forecast, meteorologist Bill Dager. The sun is up. It's out. It looks like a beautiful morning, just a bit refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing, crisp, certainly a couple of ways to describe this morning, Tanya. It feels like fall out there already. Believe it or not, this is the final official weekend of summer. Fall arrives Tuesday morning, It's going to feel like fall a couple of days early here. 64 for today with sunshine, a breeze out there, making it feel even cooler. So you'll need a jacket, sweatshirt, or sweater on your way out this morning. Clear and chilly tonight. Low 40 by morning in many suburbs, 48 in Midtown. A cool day again tomorrow, despite a full day of sunshine, high 62. We're still sunny and cool on Monday as we start a new work week, high 65. Again, fall arrives Tuesday morning. It'll be sunny and milder on Tuesday, though, a high of 70 and up to 77 by Wednesday with sunshine as the dry weather. Temperatures range from 43 at Thornwood to 51 in Bellport. It's sunny and 50 in Midtown. And Tanya, we're going up to 64 today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.